MAN. Happy Thursday. Good morning. Brady Bowman with you here on In Focus, just 48 hours away from your weekend, if anybody's counting. And Dave just had a big celebration on the other side of the glass, keeping us afloat. Here with Dr. Marty Vanier, the MBATH Director of Partnership. We're talking about all sorts of things, and really just maybe to kind of continue off that last subject before we went to break and that caller, when really talking about the process of MBATH, and it is a $1.25 billion facility, a level 4 laboratory, going to be dealing with a lot of stuff. And maybe just to remind folks who may be new kind of what MBATH is going to be dealing with, it's really going to be dealing with just a lot of top-notch sort of stuff that's going to bring in top-notch scientists.
Yes, we're looking at probably a total worker population in NBAF of about 350 people. So 350 people will come to town, 350 families will come to town. Beyond that, I know that USDA is very interested in being able to take their research discoveries, whether it's on the understanding of diseases or whether it's a vaccine discovery or a diagnostic test discovery, and be able to move that out into the commercial world. One of the concepts that we've worked with all the time is that NBAF is actually a gigantic insurance policy for the agricultural industry, particularly animal health in the United States. The diseases that are going to be researched in NBAF are all high consequence diseases. Most of them, by far, most of them are not present in the United States. So a lot of people say, well, then why are you worried about them? Well, we're worried about them because the world is much closer now than it used to be.
It's a global economy.
It's a global economy. You've got people moving cross-country. You've got animals moving around the globe. You've got animal products moving around the globe, sometimes several times before they end up at their final home. So the diseases can move with them. Climate change is also an issue. Diseases can move with them. So while we are extremely fortunate that a lot of these diseases don't currently exist in the U.S., we want to be on guard because we know there is a risk. And the other way to look at the insurance policy is from the research that comes from NBAF or the diagnostic tests that come from NBAF, we can use the research to create vaccines or treatments or other mitigation strategies that can be done in these other places around the world where those diseases exist, and it creates a buffer for us. It's a moat for us to help reduce the threat of those diseases coming here. By researching a lot of the new diagnostic tests, then it means that we can more efficiently and rapidly diagnose a potential outbreak here in the U.S. so that we can take the steps to shut that infection down and remain disease-free.
And who knows what type of discovery could be made out of this research? I mean, if you know anything about the history of discoveries, especially in the United States, it's come from a lot of different places that some of these discoveries weren't expected. They were just discovered in the research, and that's always an exciting thing, especially when you're talking about the level of research that's going to be done at this facility.
Yes. Now, those things don't happen every day.
No.
But they do, in fact, happen. And so we have to look at NBAF as the facility that will let us continue to do that, that will let the government continue to do that and then move these products out for the good of the whole country.
This facility has been called that when it's done and completed, it could be the Silicon Valley for biodefense here in Manhattan, Kansas. I think that's pretty exciting.
Well, there are a lot of folks who are excited. The Animal Health Corridor is very excited. I had meetings even last month with one of the members of the corridor and our USDA research partners to just talk about What kinds of things are you interested in doing? What kinds of relationships are you interested in having? And that's a further step that we're going to have to take here as we move a little farther along with finishing the building and getting research going, is then creating the processes and the partnerships that we need to move things out into the world so that they can be useful.
Brady Bowman here with MBAT Director of Partnership Development, Dr. Marty Vanier. We just got about a minute left in the show. It's like there's always so much to talk about when you're in studio with us, especially about the MBAT. If you just want to maybe retouch on a couple of things that you definitely wanted the public to be sure they're aware of, I think you mentioned the scientist training program that's about to kick off.
Right. So we are very excited about that, this scientist training program. I've even had folks here at K-State get in touch with me about how to apply. Their USDA APHIS is sponsoring that program. So the information for all you students out there who may be interested, you can go to the APHIS website, and there will be, let's see, the website is nstp@aphis.usda.gov. And that will give you all the particulars. There are also some particulars from the graduate school at K-State. Applications have closed for this year, but it is a multi-year program, so don't give up hope. You can always come back and apply in the future years.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for coming in. We'll see you at your regular time.
Yes.
Dr. Marty Vanier, MBAT Director of Partnership Development for MBAT. Again, also Fort Riley Child and Youth Services hiring event on July 24th. 33rd annual Prairie Run at Fort Riley. That'll be on July 21st. You miss any of the show, it'll be on demand on In Focus or on our website at newsradiokman.com. Thanks so much for listening.
All right, Brady, thank you much. Good show today. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about parking lot fundraisers. Interesting topic. CBS News is next.
When you shop at Carpet One of Manhattan, you're among members of the community. Carpet One of Manhattan. KMAN, Manhattan.